Harris co-chair, Bibi should make ceasefire, hostage deal top priority, Hamas has the most to gain from ceasefire. By Ian Hanchett on August 27, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of MSNBC's Morning Joe, Harris Waltz campaign co-chair Senator Chris Coons, Dita, argued that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu needs to put a ceasefire and hostage deal at the very front of his agenda. But it is Hamas, after all, that launched the attack on October 7, that continues to hold the hostages, and that has the most to gain from an end to the fighting in Gaza. Co-host and Politico White House Bureau Chief Jonathan Lemire asked, Sen. Coons, let's turn to the Middle East talks still ongoing in Cairo. But no deal yet for a ceasefire and hostage release. There seems to be both sides dug in. In your assessment here, what more needs to be done? And do you feel like both Hamas, but also Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu are putting a deal at the forefront of their agenda, they want to make this happen? Coons responded, well, they need to make this happen. It's been 325 tragic days that families, including American families, have been waiting and praying and working for the release of their loved ones. One of the most compelling moments of the Democratic Convention in Chicago last week was when John and Rachel, the parents of Hirsch Goldberg Pauline, came out to the stage, shared, as parents, their suffering and pain about how long their son has been held captive by Hamas. And they conveyed this is not a political point, but a humanitarian one. I was encouraged that there was a somber and reflective and emotionally supportive audience given to them by the tens of thousands of folks in the United Center. I've met with them many times since I first met with them in Tel Aviv in October of last year. I do think that Prime Minister Netanyahu needs to put at the very front of his agenda a ceasefire and hostage release. But it is Hamas, after all, that launched the attack on October 7th. That continues to hold the hostages, and that has the most to gain from an end to the fighting in Gaza. Brett McGurk stayed back in Cairo. The talks have been described as constructive. They have made progress and are now negotiating implementation details. I remain hopeful. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.